American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for, what day is it today? It would be Thursday, December 22nd, it's Friday, December 23rd. But because I'm caught in the temporal shift that is my life, I'm actually recording this on the Thursday the 22nd.
Everything's all fucked.
Anyway, you know what day it is. It would be Friday, December the 23rd, 2005. This is why, you know, generally I have to go down to one day a week because I'm slowly going mad. On the show, which this is called Newsreel, the Wall Global Sit Rep for Corporate Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this program, you are as well. And you can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that could be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And don't forget that you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. Got some feedback right off the top. Let's see. Oh, wait, before we get into the feedback, I've still got this annoying parasite living in my house, Ronan Sariat.
Stretch out, bitches. Be merry.
Yeah, it's all bad. And it's gotten so bad now that, you know, realistically, I can barely even, you know, sort of stay alive. But it's a Christmas season. It's a Christmas season. We all have to be giving and stuff. I'm really sure why that is, but, I mean, it's sort of a taut response. You know, things are moving along well, so I guess, you know, you can sit here and be the peanut gallery. What the hell else are you going to do? Got some feedback right off the top from people who really do like me. Hey, Sean, just a quick bit of info for you and that five-star nut bar who's in charge of Iran right now. First off, to help with the name thing, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is actually pronounced Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. That's how his name is actually said, so that's, I guess, how it works. Secondly, he is even worse than you think, although he's currently playing the poster boy Islamo-fascist persona pretty well right now. It is actually more a case of popular rhetoric to win slash maintain the support and political backing of the upper echelons of Muslim clerics, the real ruling class of modern Iran. Oh, great. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure he has a major boner for nuking Israel and obviously holds Muslim-oriented spiritual beliefs, but his primary ambitions lie more in the realm of psycho-military dictator and local geographical dominance. His past resume is not that of the usual political bureaucrat. He was used to run one of the major secret police outfits that served in previous Iranian government. Oh, goody. Sort of like George Bush. He used to make people disappear for a living. We are talking seriously unhinged death squad stuff. I should probably explain where my intel is from. As you may remember from the last rant meet, when I first landed in Vancouver, I was having a bit of a trouble finding work in my trade. Linux sysadmin, Kindling Boy, and others suggested gas stations was pretty easy to find quick employment, and I soon found a part-time job doing graveyard shifts at a busy one on a street, which I'm not going to name. This particular station was run by an Iranian lady who, in turn, hired another Iranian guy, amongst the many other nationalities who worked there. Both were very nice, peaceful, intellectual people. Neither of them were Islamo fundamentalists, who both left for a better life. The guy actually was really high-speed, government veterinary scientist, before he arrived in Canada, where he was told his degree didn't qualify here. That's kind of a big step down, eh? You know, that's sort of sad. There's a lot of guys who are like, you know, Russian doctors and stuff like that, and they get here and their degrees ain't worth jack shit, so they wind up driving a cab.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, because, you know, we'll let anybody in to open up a quickie mart, and they're all their fucking family members, but, you know, you've got somebody that's got an education, and no, you can only fucking serve me my food.
That's right, so...
Give me my pizza, bitch.
And that's why it's all, you know, quickie mart standards all the way around. Not so good! Not so incredibly good. But anyway... He was told his degree didn't qualify here. I got on pretty well with the dude since, one, we both normally in technical jobs, but stuck for work in Canada. Both worked very hard instead of being indignant to the fact. And I actually understood a little bit of his language, Farsi, and other Iranian culture, since back in Australia, one of my best friends in primary school was Iranian. His name was Baha'i, a mismatch. His family was Baha'i, a mismatch of religion, thinking religion is partly correct slash true. And they fled to Iran in the 80s when Islamofascists really took over and started hunting non-Muslims to death. Not so good. Anyway, the point being that I was working there during the Iranian elections when our psycho buddy Mahmoud first got the job as prez. This dude was totally shit scared and thought of Mahmoud as being the top job over there. He told me all the stuff that I mentioned and about how completely wacko this guy really is. He even laughed at the irony of the guy who Mahmoud was running against in the election, some dude who in previous government had actually dispatched Mahmoud to go and remove other politicians who was some kind of obstacle. Mahmoud's solution? He walked right up to the guy's office and clipped him in the head, wrote up the paperwork and said, job done.
Wow.
Forget the Islamic saber rattling. This guy is fucking insane and just busy getting ready to bunker down for some serious conflict. I just hope he doesn't get all the many millions of moderate and peaceful Iranians geeked in the process. When they aren't letting the Quran run their brains, Iranians are highly intelligent, very distinct from other Arabian countries. Anyway, you and the Dark One plus Ranger and Sariat, have a good Xmas from the Decoy.
Well, thank you, Decoy, for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I did not know that.
That's fucking good intel.
That's some good ground intel there going on with these with the shit going on in Iran. And I think the thing that scares me, and of course we got that whole Eastern NORAD thing on the go right now where they want to all get together and do the whole Iran, China, Russia, and India are all going to get together and be all friends. And you know that Iran is going to be the little loudmouth at the table. You know, he's going to be the guy starting shit.
The mouthpiece, yeah.
Yeah. And since we now know that this guy isn't just faking it, he really is full-on fuck you nut bar.
Card-carrying, certified, stamped member.
Yeah, who needs his canvas I hug me coat. I don't really think that this is really going to come to a peaceful end. So it seems that, with Israel doing its fucking thing, I'm not too sure how this is going to really work out come May. Ooh, we just had a big bunch of static there. But, what is your take on this whole Iran thing? What do you think is, what's your prediction here?
That's a real tough one.
It is.
Because I don't think that this guy, every couple of years you get one of these, Iran, Iraqi, fucking fill in the blank, Palestinian, Arabic nations, stepping up. Look at me, we're fucking badass, we hate the Jews. And everybody else is like, shut the fuck up. But these guys, I don't know, man, they seem a little bit more serious this time. Who knows?
It's because they're developing the bomb.
Well, yeah, that's a big indicator.
Yeah, that's a big indicator. And the whole statement of, mutually assured destruction doesn't work because, there's more Muslims than Jews, so fuck you very much.
And we know we go to a better place, unlike you.
Yeah, you filthy
you
pig
dirty dog. Heebie.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. So, not so good. Now, this next piece of feedback is related to this. It says, Dear Sean, on why these people, this cultural thing, hates us. They don't want to take over the world. They want America off their holy land. This is what the coding rooster sent me here. I.e., when America put bases in Saudi Arabia, elsewhere, after the first Cold War, holy war because they believe we invaded their holy land. And that was from coding rooster. But the problem here is that let's say we pull out. Okay, let's say we do that.
All whites out of the Middle East.
Yeah, no more Christians. Get out. Okay, so we go. Fuck you. Okay. Well, the Jews are going to be next. They're going to get ousted for sure because everybody fucking hates the Jews over there.
Right.
So let's say we say, fuck you, Israel, not our country. Walk. Okay, so now we've, exterminated the Jews we've sat back and allowed the extermination of the Jews. Wasn't done in concentration camps. It was done by carpet bombing, and anybody who doesn't think that shit would happen, I give you Bosnia, I give you Rwanda. That shit is very, very likely to occur. They will run through the streets with machetes and hoes and kill people. This is entirely possible. Now, let's say we go, okay, so what? So what? Fuck them. We're North America. We don't give a shit. Not our problem. We're not the world police. Well, what's going to happen next is, unfortunately, in case anyone's not keeping score here, Islam is not a very tolerant religion as currently being exercised. Now, according to the Quran, it's actually an extremely tolerant religion. it can be an extremely tolerant religion. There have been, back in the day, there was an Islamic church and a Christian church across the street from each other. Back in the day. But with the current spin that's getting put on this stuff, now understand that I want to ditch all religion because it's all mud hut bullshit. It's just a method to control people to make them part of your social scientist, power base. But with the way that things are currently running, how long do you think it's going to be before these Lamo fascists go, no, fuck you, the planet's ours, God said so, blah. You know what I mean? And if realistically, I mean, let's look at history. How many times has this happened in the past? The Nazis, crazy motherfuckers that they were, they went all on this is our righteous homeland, we're reclaiming our homeland. And oh yeah, they were real content with that. No, they were all about taking over the planet. So what do you suppose the chances are? I mean, this is a real problem. And when you have these crazy robe-wearing clerics calling the shots, telling women that they're shit and lighting people on fire, not so good. Not so good. So this is the whole logic here. Why, unfortunately, it's shitty, but we need to keep the army in charge of this whole thing. I think, you know, I can't really see another way out of it, Sarah.
Well, you know where I stand on this line. Pretty much build a whole big fucking wall and fence around them and keep them contained.
Yeah, it's pretty, it is pretty bad. You know, I think that there's an education issue. I mean,
certainly.
You know,
certainly.
If we could just educate these people, maybe if we got the internet in there, that might slowly, people would start to realize on an individual basis that, wait a second, it's a rock! You know, like maybe they might, you know, come to that grip. I don't know. Another piece of feedback here. Dear Sean, just wanted to wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, whatever they may be. Well, thank you very much. I can't say for myself, that I will be missing your broadcast every day. Sorry, I want a life. It definitely helps to get me through the day at work. Hopefully, the DTs will not be too bad for the first week. Just finished reading a copy of The Scab Wings of Abaddon. I'm very sorry. And I must say, it is a most definite improvement over The Bloodstained Rabbit. BSR was good, but the SWOA was two notches above that. No idea what the fuck he's talking about. I am eagerly awaiting the printed release, and we'll probably buy at least two copies. Woohoo! We got two copies sold. Nice.
Yeah, don't diss this guy. He's a big supporter of the Sean Kennedy Publishing Act.
He's a big supporter. He's buying two copies. Woo!
Fuck that, man.
He's got no taste, but he's buying two copies. I was just wondering what type of signal unit you are going to. I don't know. I've been in the comms for over 20 years in the Army Reserves. This guy's old. I mean, he's older. You know, you got to be at least 17, so he's older than I am.
It's probably 37 to 45 range.
Yeah, probably in there. But he's been in for over 20 years in the Army Reserve, National Guard, and active duty. I've pretty much done everything from laying the landmines up through the new digital system. It has been very quiet at my guard unit since the bulk of it was shipped off to the sandbox earlier this week. I wasn't able to go as I have a VA disability from messing up my back earlier in my career. Nasty. I definitely felt like shit seeing everyone else on my unit that I had trained and partied with get sent over there without me. Yeah, that'd be hard. I had the feeling I was letting them all down and would not be there to help them get through the long months by using the experience I had gained from the last time I had been there. Right now, I'm just biding my time until I retire early next year with the unit I am currently attached to. The only problem is that they treat all of us from my unit that are here, approximately 12 people, as the red-headed stepchildren. Sarcasm. Ah, the joys of military. /sarcasm.
Haven't seen that before.
Yes, I do love fucking... I love the fucking army because the army loves fucking me. I do have a few ideas for patrolling. If you're going to continue... if you're going to be continuing with that after Season 2, such as land nav and map reading. Now, that's something I never thought of. You know, actually getting into, traveling and traversing. I never thought about doing land nav and map reading. That's a pretty good
idea. Those are good life skills to have.
Yeah, they are, actually. Yeah, I had to shoot a bearing in Paris one time. I would do a video of it myself, but unfortunately I have a face and a voice for radio, not video. Just wanted to reinforce my heartfelt wishes for luck in your future endeavors. Falcon Wog out. Falcon Wog, I'd like to hear from you again. Please drop me another email. But, it's kind of interesting to know that there are people out there who have, been there, done that, and still dig the show. I mean, that's pretty nice, generally. Now, as to, you're actually a higher rank than I am in the unit that I'm going to, which
yes.
Means that I'll be making your coffee and stuff.
Push that broom, Private Kennedy.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Bitch, get over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm going to be technically your boss.
Yeah, which you know, if I have to be somebody's boss, I mean, that'll be all right. And I'm sure this will be fulfilling many fantasies that you've had. So, I mean, you know, you'll be able to power trip the fuck out.
Except you're not going to be in leather.
Pack your bags. You're going on a power trip. So what exactly kind of a comms unit is it? I mean,
the way British Columbia is kind of structured for communications, there's three units that used to be part of the British Columbia Comms Group. Okay, it was an entity where all three units were amalgamated. It didn't fly. Thank fuck we went back to the traditional regimental and squadron system. So the way it works out is as follows. Vancouver is basically the tactical RAD field troop. Okay, we predominantly do VHF communications, a little bit of HF from our base radio, and you know, a little bit of the what am I trying to fucking think of here?
I don't know. You're
Inmarsat.
Inmarsat.
Yeah,
okay.
Inmarsat type of stuff and all the rest of that shit. So we're basically the down and dirty field troops. Cam nets go up, campaign goes on, all hoo-ha in the field, digging their trenches, blah, blah, blah. Okay? That then you take us to Nanaimo. Terrible fucking unit, I might add. And they are basically the QRF. All right? They got their quick reaction terminals, you know, these little port 3 box fucking systems that can deploy anywhere in the world within 72 hours, providing they have the manning. And, you know, they basically long-range HF comm suites, okay?
Okay.
Then you've got Victoria, which is slightly better than Nanaimo, but they're still a bunch of islanders, and they're all kinds of fucked up. And their focus is really, because they've got the Esquimalt shipyards right there, basically the naval base, Pacific Command, they focus primarily on naval ship-to-shore communications.
Now, that'd be cool. That would be cool, personally, because, you know, I oftentimes think that, you know, after, because I'm not, you know, depending on what I do, even if I was to go... reg force or whatever, and I did 20 years, I'd still be like, you know, a young man. I'd be like 50-something, you know, and you'd want to get into something. I think, you know, what the next step would be after that is I'd like to get into doing some nautical stuff so I could follow in the footsteps of, like, L. Ron Hubbard. You know, that'd be okay. And that way I could start my own little Navy and everything. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
you know, other than the fact that L. Ron Hubbard is a fucking asshat, psycho, shit pump, cult-leading nut. So, but, you know, other than that, you know, it'd be neat to learn about boats. I mean, being an aqua nomad and everything, I mean, it'd be kind of cool. A lot of people are big into boats. I like boats. I'd like to, you know, get line on a good-sized boat. I could have a bunch of people. I'm sure I'd have no problems crewing it. I could be, like, the anti-Paul Watson. I could go out and hunt Paul Watson.
Well, it's funny because a really good buddy of mine is a petty officer second class in the Navy. And he basically, for his ship that he's on, he is like the 2IC. He might even be the IC now. It's been a while since I talked to him. But he ran the Naval Boarding Party.
Oh, and the Naval Boarding Party is the Arr! They're the Arr crowd.
We're the military. We're the Navy Pirates. Where we will take control of your ship and do it fucking fast and do it now.
Arr!
Yeah.
Arr. Well, that'd be handy to get some books on that. I mean, there must be something in the you know, in the military res about, you know, running boarding parties and shit like that. If nothing else, we could just crew up a bunch of guys, go down and hang out around the coast around Somalia, wait for pirates.
Oh, yeah, Maddie would teach us for free, and he had shits and giggles, drink beers, and break out the ARs, and have a good time.
We're like, closer, closer, sort yourself out. Dear Sean, now this isn't an actual sort yourself out question. This is in response to that previous sort yourself out from that 14-year-old kid who's like, my life sucks, I'm fat.
And I play Counter-Strike a lot.
I play Counter-Strike. What do I do? So, of course, I gave my you know, my feedback to this. So we're now going to do the another listener was overwhelmed with passion. And of course, being WOGs, it's all about being individuals, being, you know, kind of working together as community, directional chaos, yada, yada, yada. So got another piece of advice to follow that one up because I thought this was pretty good. Dear Sean, could you pass this on to that 14-year-old on the Sort Yourself Out? I just have a few things to add that may help. Feel free to read it. Okay, I will feel free to read it.
Read on.
Hi there. I was listening to Newsreel today and heard you on Sean's Sort Yourself Out and just thought I would offer a little bit of advice. Take it as you will. I was in a very similar situation in school, as you'll find yourself in, so I speak from experience here. First off, with the popularity slash friends deal, I personally feel it's important to have people who stand behind you. This does not mean to try to be the most popular skid in school. Most popular kid in school, not skid. Be the most popular skid in school. But you know what? That's pretty much what the popular kids are, or skids. They're most popular skids. That person, or kiddiots, as I like to call them.
Kiddiots.
That person that you hang out with sometimes, spend your time with them, share your interests, have conversations, have some fun. If you find that you're not so into each other's liking, don't take it to heart. You have to be your own person. If you are soon enough, other people will see that and begin to respect you. It will go from there. I only had two friends in all the world until I hit about 16, which is, I mean, that's pretty fair. I mean, we had a pretty tight knit group, you know, because I mean, you knew me when we were all like, you know, 12 and stuff. So,
well, no, I knew you at the tail end. Like, I knew you the year, or met you the year you graduated. Like, that was 1991, I fucking think.
1990, yeah, back in the day, before a lot of these kids were born.
Yeah,
which is really sick.
Yeah, because I had a year to go.
Yeah. So, I spent a lot of time developing my interest, reading and finding out new music that to enjoy. I suppose it became mysterious in some respect to other kids around me. And once they started to talk to me and find out, I had soon built up a friendship with several kids, and we became sort of a clique. Which, you know, sounds about fair. So I guess what I mean here is don't worry about it so much. Build the person you want yourself to be and run with it. I also see my role-playing section of the game where you build up your own character sheet. Not everyone is going to like you. That's a fact. And you have to live with, that's a fact you have to live with. But the people who recognize you for who you are, and in turn you recognize them, they will stand beside you. Now, to kill two birds with one stone, the overweight and small slash people pick on me thing. I was never fat, but I was small, and my family is very poor, way underneath the poverty level, and I took a lot of shit for it, or at least I thought of it, or at least I thought that was why. The truth is that I took so much shit, got beat up a lot, and otherwise publicly humiliated in various ways because I made myself a target. And I don't mean do what the cool kids do. I mean I never fought back. I let them do whatever they wanted to do and just cried myself to sleep at night. The solution? Well, martial arts is a fantastic thing for all your mind and body and spirit. If you don't believe in a spirit, then think of it as morals. If you're not into martial arts, then maybe try a sport. I found that hockey and running track are quite often fun, but whatever it is that speaks to you. Or at least exercise. To quote a favorite movie of mine, put the Tweaky down and get your fat ass off the couch. Despite what Sean says, push-ups do work, at least is a good daily thing. Despite what Sean says, push-ups do work. Did I say push-ups did not work?
I haven't heard you say that, but maybe you have in a prior broadcast.
It's possible. Just don't overdo it and make sure they become a habit. I was doing 140 elevated push-ups 4 days a week, and then it was just too much. 50 or 60 daily to do them in sets if you have to, and then those bastards keep giving you shit. Kick the hell out of them. I am serious. Even if you lose every fight you are ever in, they will get sick of being punched in the face when they fuck with you. That's true. Make it expensive. You don't have to win. Nobody ever really wins a fist fight anyway. Just make it expensive.
Go down swinging.
You betcha. You know, so that when they leave there, they're like, yeah, I kicked his ass. Of course, my teeth all rattle now and stuff. Trust me, when they learn that they have to fight to humiliate you, they will move on to more accessible targets because they are weak little shit for brains with no other outlet for their hostility. You have to grow a set and do it. No one will do it for you, and if they do, it will only confirm that they are superior and will solve nothing for you. It's pretty heavily worded here. I guess the gist of what I'm saying is focus on the good things of your life. Forge the man you want to be from the teenager you are. I will take much effort. And stand on your own two feet and you will be fine. Oh, and don't give those shit bricks at school the satisfaction of defeating you. I didn't, and boy, it didn't take too long for them to realize it really sucks to be punched in the face. Aim for the nose and upper lip, if you want to give them that I'm blind and my face is stinging effect every time they screw with you. Anyways, that's my opinion. Good luck, and by the way, happy holidays. And that was from Benjamin. Well, I think, you know, and that's, a little bit more succinct method.
Hit the nail on the head on a couple issues.
Yeah, I mean, he's right bang on, so that's why I read it out. I think that there's a lot of people who listen who wouldn't want to admit that that's where they're at. So, you know, it's good to have that thing. So let's get into the news in file sharing news. Now, this is a good story. This is a big victory. I like this one. The French Parliament voted last night to allow free sharing of music and movies on the Internet, setting up a conflict with both the French government and media companies. Woohoo! France putting it to the MPAA.
Way go, cheese eaters.
Now, if the amendment survives, that's a big F. France would be the first country to legalize the so-called peer-to-peer downloading, said Jean-Baptiste Soffron, legal counsel for the Association of Audionauts. Wow, Audionauts. A French group that defends people accused of improperly sharing music files. We are Audionauts. Holy crap.
We believe in nothing.
We believe in nothing. Nothing. We're Audionauts. The law would be a blow to media companies that increasingly use courts worldwide to sue people for downloading and sharing music and movie files. Entertainment companies such as Walt Disney Company, Viacom, and News Corp Fox say free downloading of otherwise unauthorized copies of TV shows and movies before they are released will cost them $5 billion a year! In this $5 billion of revenue in this year alone, $5 billion are gone! No, it's not costing you shit. You just didn't make that money, you retard. But anyway, that's what they're claiming, and they have their Amway math they use to come to that conclusion. And that's fine, but see, this is really great, because now we can just get our peer-to-peer servers hosted in France, and nobody can do fuck all about it.
That's right.
So, suck a dick, we're downloading from a legal source. Oh, sucks to be boo! The deputies use this vote to show their independence from the government, but they don't know what they're doing. Nicolas Sedol, chief executive of French cinema company Gaumont Cine, said in an interview with France Interradio, "We are not trying to ban anything. We just want to make sure this others isn't stolen," which makes as much sense as the usual French stuff. The government can't overturn the amendment either by reopening the debate if the Senate votes it down when the bill moves to the upper house. French Culture Minister Renaud Denon de Vabry has asked the parliament reopen the debate by the amendment today, Agence France-Presse reported. Whatever. The amendment, which is attached to a bill on intellectual property rights, states that, quote, authors cannot forbid the reproduction of works that are made on any format from an online communication service when they are intended to be used privately and not for commercial use. Sweet. I mean, fucking sweet. So this, in one stroke, will bolster the server fucking economy in France. Like, because who's not going to have a server
fold.
In France?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, boom! Yeah! Hosting has just fucking went through the roof. Way to bolster your IT industry in France. Smooth move. Cheese eater. So, now, in Shooting Santa news.
Oh, my God.
This is terrible.
Oh, my God.
The shaken residents of Auckland, New Zealand, are today recovering from a terrifying ordeal provoked by 40 rioting Santas who robbed stores, assaulted security guards, and shockingly urinated from highway overpasses. In the Sydney Morning Herald reports. Now, this pisses me off, you know, because the security guards are always taking it in the fucking mouth, you know.
I swear
to God, the first, because you know what these Santas are doing, like, I'm Santa Claus, I'm going to assault the security guard. I'm waiting for the day when a lot of these guys come back from the war and they can't hold down a steady job, so they're going to get themselves as security guards. And they go running up on some Santa's like, oh, I'm a drunk Santa! And this security guard just fucking breaks his shoulder in like four places. You know, I'm looking forward to it. My tolerance for this shit is gone.
Well, you know, you're going to employ me when I come back with a head full of snakes, so...
We'll keep you in the car.
Good, yeah, cool.
You'll be the canine unit. Auckland Central Police Operative Noreen Haggerty told the paper how the rampage began last Saturday when a bad Santa collective, drunk and wearing ill-fitted Santa costumes, chucked beer bottles and relieved themselves from the aforementioned overpass. So they're throwing bottles at cars as they drive by. Like, this is
that's
like...
That's not cool.
That's not on. They rushed through the central city park, overturning garbage bins, throwing bottles at passing cars, and spraying graffiti on office buildings. One Santa climbed the mooring line of a cruise ship and was quickly arrested for his trouble. Other Santas at the scene objected and piled into security staff, who subsequently required paramedical attention. So they just arrested the guy, and all the other Santas were like, fuck you, you can't take our Santa, we're down with the Santas. This is out of the Warriors.
Yeah, and beat the fuck out of these, you know, security guys.
So badly that they needed the paramedics to take them away. They hospitalized fucking security. Mm-hmm. To cap this orgy of disorder, several Santas went into a convenience store and made off with beer and fizzy pop. Owner Changa Manakuyada recalls they came in, said Merry Christmas, and then helped themselves. The Devil Santas are apparently members of a worldwide movement dubbed Santarchy and designed to protest the commercialism of Christmas. They're not designed to protest. They're a bunch of fucking thugs. These are terrorist Santas is what they are. Three of their number were arrested during the Auckland anti-Yule uprising. Police are currently looking for 37 men described as wearing red coats, red hats, and sporting big white beards.
Have you checked the malls? Crackdown nationwide on Santa.
What we need here in Auckland is they need that shoot first law that they got going on in fucking Florida.
And they want to pass in Texas, right?
And they want to pass it in Texas. And I think I got another story here. I think it's in, I think it was actually in Portland that they fucking drilled somebody down there too. Because this is fucking bullshit.
This is like jackass Santa.
Yeah, this is fucking retarded. These Santas who do this stuff, I mean, it'd be pretty good, you know, to have a bunch of these kids going, ah, Santa's running around taking a shit on the overpass. And then, of course, you know, the guy comes out with the 12-gauge and cuts Santa in half. You got dead Santa in the middle of the fucking highway, you know, which, I mean, that kid's going to require therapy. There goes Christmas spirit. Yeah. Christmas spirit just went downrange at about 3,700 feet per second. Fuck you. Fucking, ooh, I hate that shit. And everyone just thinks, you know, and that's true in movies, too. Security guards, take it in the ass. Fuck yeah. Fuck the security guards, man. We'll just kill them. Who gives a shit about them? Lowest tier of the totem pole. Oh, you're just too bad that you're not a cop. You fucking rent-a-pig piece of shit.
That's all you want to be. You're a failed cop.
You're a failure, you piece of shit. This is what they get day in, day out. Day in and day out. It's fucking sad. You know? I'm not saying these security guards should buck up and start shooting people. But I understand. You know, I do. I can sympathize with that shit. I think that they should have drilled these fucking Santas. You know, because set an example. Shoot the motherfucker. Speaking of shoot the motherfucker, for those of you who want to go Santa hunting, we have some cyberpunk kit today. 5'11", Royal Robin crowd, came out with some tactical jeans. They're pretty cool.
These are fat. These are pretty cool.
They're $50, which is cheap for jeans. You got 13.5 ounces of 100% cotton denim, hidden concealment pocket inside of the front waistband, hidden magazine pockets, hidden handcuff pocket for inside the waistband, Traditional jean style, slightly relaxed fit, belt loops positioned to accommodate holster wear. Great set of blue jeans. Can't go wrong. I'm turning into a big Royal Robin slut, I've got to say. I'm slowly turning into the Royal Robins junkie.
Well, I already am a Royal Robins whore.
Yeah,
and I'm just kind of bringing everybody else along, too.
Yeah, they've actually coming out with a bunch of shit. They got some slacks now. They got some Docker pants, you know, so that you don't have to look completely, walk crazy. It's good stuff. Also, Down Under News. Four churches in Sydney's southwest have been attacked in 24 hours as the city's riots spreads from race to religion. Now, this is getting out of control. A community hall linked to the United Church was burned to the ground early yesterday. Carol singers were spat on, and church buildings were peppered with gunfire.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, things are getting crazy. In response, members of the Arab Christian and Arab Muslim communities have called for a curfew for all Lebanese youths over the weekend. Police believe the attack on the hall in the suburb of Auburn was intended to destroy the Uniting Church next door, while nearby St. Thomas Anglican Church, which is primarily a Chinese congregation, had its front windows smashed. Three of the attacks were on churches within minutes each of the other. The night before, Molotov cocktails were used in an attack on an Anglican church in the Macquarie Fields in the city's far southwest. What the fuck? Arab Christians have suggested these attacks on churches have been meant as a violent attempt to shame the city's Lebanese Christian community into supporting the Lebanese Muslims in a race-hate war, which began as a battle against young white males over suburban beaches. Community leaders say Lebanese youths should not venture out after 9 p.m. on Friday or Saturday and should stay home all day on Sunday. Those who violate the curfew will be doing so in defiance of their faith, their law, and their community leaders. We are all uniting in opposing violence, Lebanese Muslim Association leader Adman Kalamandin said. The Anglican Archbishop Peter Jensen welcomed the call for the curfew. We must remember that it's first of all the home that we learn to respect and care for others, he said. So I trust all the parents will join these community leaders in encouraging their own young people to exhibit mature and thoughtful respect for other people at times. Well, clearly that's not going to work because, you know, these people who are doing this
don't fucking respect anything.
Don't respect Jack and shit. And they're probably not even too down with the parents. Now, I got a call from I got an email here from a guy who's down in Australia, Healthy Fire. And he said, "Dear Sean, I wasn't sure if you were aware of the cause of the race riots, where all of it really started from. What was the first incident that started this? What was the first one? Which I did not know this. But apparently it started, according to this guy, I don't know if this is true, but this is the data I have.
And he's from there, so.
And he's from there. It started when three Muslim men raped a Caucasian girl. One thing led to another, and now you have chaos in the streets."
Ah.
So it's not so much about religion, it's about revenge. Healthy Fire. Well, it probably started as about revenge, but you'll notice that it's not the mosques that had this escalation happen to it first. It wasn't a bunch of mosques that got hit. It was a bunch of Christian churches that got hit. So that's whether or not it's the Muslims raping the Caucasian chick, I don't know. I don't know if that's legit. I just got an email saying that. But we're not getting a story here about Muslims, mosques getting hit. We're getting a story about Christian churches getting hit. So, I mean, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. I mean, but clearly, you know, it would seem to me that the escalation level is being raised by not the Christians.
Probably not.
You know, it would
probably
seem in this not. Particular case. Does that mean all Muslims are evil? No. No, it doesn't. But, I mean, you can't deny the facts that are before us here on this particular issue. And in Make My Day news, a man accused of fatally shooting someone in a car has been acquitted of first-degree murder under a state law that provides legal protection to homeowners who defend themselves. Now, this happens down... where was this here? Blah, 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 blah. No, I think it was in Oregon, but it's on the story there. I mean, but a legislator says the 1985 law, known as the Make My Day law, may have been misinterpreted by the jury. I don't fucking think so. Gary Lee Hill, 24, faced charges in a 2004 killing of a 19-year-old John David Knott, who, along with three others, had assaulted Hill in his home. Okay, so the guy's 24. Four guys break into his house, kick the shit out of him.
Right. Okay.
Hill was accused of firing a shot into the car that Knott was driving. Knott crashed into a house and died from a single gunshot wound to the back, authorities said. It's a miscarriage of justice. What the fuck?
Huh?
It's not a miscarriage of justice. The only miscarriage there is the fact he didn't shoot three more times, said Bill J. Brandon, who helped craft the law. The law meant a home's door to be a threshold for an illegal entry, not down the street. Well, fuck, guy. Prosecutor Lisa Kirkham said the laws says deadly force can be used if the shooter reasonably believes the other person might use physical force against the home dweller.
Well, they did.
So, you know, it's after the fact. According to the testimony, Knott and others showed up at Hill's apartment house after an argument over a missing purse. So they were angry about a purse. So we're going to show up and hurt you. Gary went through this horrible traumatic event, says defense attorney Ted McClintock. They promised they were going to come back and get him. They had already come back once.
Prior.
So we're going to come and get you. We're going to come and kill you. They show up with three guy, notice of intent. One of them gets shot. Clearly, he's not the aggressor here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he drives him. Next story. In Darwin victory news, a court in the U.S. has ruled against the teaching of intelligent design along Darwin's theory of evolution. Hosanna, Hosanna. Out fucking standing.
Rosanna.
No, Hosanna.
Oh, sorry.
Hosanna is what the palm leaf thing, Jesus walking on the donkey there, and he was all like donkeying out, and he showed up in fucking the little Habib town, and everybody was all laying palm leaves down for him to walk on because he was Jesus, and they were all saying Hosanna, Hosanna. No, your fucking Bible, Jesus. Anyway, a group of parents in the Pennsylvania Hosanna. Town of Dover had taken the school board to court for demanding biology classes not teach evolution as fact. Because it's not fact, it's crazy mud hut bullshit. The authorities wanted to introduce the idea that Earth's life was too complicated to have evolved on its own. Yeah. Judge John Jones ruled the school board had violated the constitutional ban on teaching religion in public schools. Thank you. The 11 parents who brought the case argued that teaching intelligence design, ID as it is called, was effectively teaching creationism, which is banned. So you can't just change the fucking name. No, no, no. It's not intelligent design. It's not creationism. It's intelligent design. So that's how that works. Oh, if I was just a bit dumber. They complained that ID, which argues that life must have been helped to develop by an unseen power, was tantamount to religious education. Well, you know, I would say that there's a chance that there could be alien intervention. I'd be sooner to believe guys like Zachariah Sitchin and shit like that rather than I would believe, say, Peter, Paul, and John. But, you know, that's just me. The separation of church and state is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution, which seems to be getting quite a beating these days. Quite a beating altogether. But, you know, it's nice to see that we're at least able to keep that shit separate. The school board argued they had sought to improve science education by exposing pupils to alternatives to Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. But Judge Jones said he determined that ID was not science and cannot uncouple itself from its creationist and religious antecedents. And he confused everyone because no one knows what the word antecedent means. In the 139-page written ruling, good God, it's a fucking book, the judge said, "Our conclusion is today that it is unconstitutional to teach intelligent design as an alternative to evolution in public schools classroom because it is bullshit." He accused the school board members of disguising their true motives for introducing the ID policy. Wow, you think? "We find that secular purposes claimed by the board amount to pretext on the board's real purpose, which is to promote religion in public school classroom," he said. He banned any future implementation of policy in the Dover schools. Ooh, fucking raw. So at least we got some kind of a legal precedent here. Now, what's your take on this whole thing, Sarah? Are you a crazy mud hut kind of guy? Are you all down with the stick guy or what?
No, I don't know. My beliefs don't really follow, well, certainly not any religious thing, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't think that we were fucking had this nice little rock with all this water on it, like, given to us. I don't think that we were, like, you know, had the big finger come down in the sky and go, whoop, whoop, hey, look, it's a man and a woman. You know, don't eat the fucking apple. Carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy that shit myself. I think there's just way too much evidence to support fucking over the thousands of millions of years, you know, how things progressed.
Yeah. Now, don't go sending me a bunch of, just because I'll get that now. I'll get people sending me all this stuff saying, no, the evidence has been debunked. There's this one.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you're not going to change my beliefs.
Yeah, so sorry.
Save yourself the effort.
Yeah, so it's kind of sad because also my number one thing here is it just doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah. Doesn't make any fucking sense. You know, it really doesn't. And as well, you know, if there is a God, I'd like to have a word with him about this whole tsunami that just went down a couple days after Christmas last year or 2 years ago, whatever the fuck it was. You know?
Yeah.
The Thai people, although, you know, not that technologically advanced, very nice people.
Great food.
Great food, good people. And they got killed en masse by a big fucking wave. So, you know, either he allowed it, or he didn't give a fuck, or, you know, something. So I've got issues with that. So whoever Ultimate Power is running the show right now, he needs an ass kicking, as far as I'm concerned. In body snatcher news. Now, this, fuck the avian bird flu. Fuck that. This is some scary ass shit.
And fuck the jellyfish.
And fuck the jellyfish, let me tell you. This is some sick shit. We've got, the planet is declaring war against people. Now, this, you're not getting this anywhere. No one else is talking about this. We're getting this out of Russia right now. But herbal plant cells may settle down and parasitize the organism of a human or an animal. So we've got seeds that feed on people. Geneticists say that mutations seriously change the set of chromosomes, and people with mutations can thus hardly be called humans. In Yerevan, the former Republic of Armenia, an 18-year-old girl named Narin Avisyan shocked doctors with her unusual disease. A girl complained about an abscess on her wrist that had been hurting her for long periods already. She got this abscess on her wrist. What the fuck? When doctors opened the bandage on Noreen's hand, they saw two very thin thorns sticking out of her hand. What the fuck?
Hello?
The girl failed to enter a higher education institute after she left school and had to help her mother out about the house and assisted her in a store where the woman worked. The girl found a pot of plants and devoted much time to looking after her plants. Once Noreen pricked herself on a cactus while watering the plants. Some thorns got stuck in her wrist. The parents immediately disinfected the wound, but it still festered and even expanded. Noreen was reluctant to visit the doctor. She would go to a hospital in a month when a point of a thorn emerged on the skin right in the place where the red wound. Doctors easily removed the strange objects, but more thorns turned up in the same spot. The head of the Immunology and Virology Laboratory at the Armenia Research Center, Tigran Devachan, said the world medicine has never known before that herbal cells may settle down and parasitize on a human or on an organism of human and animal. Deeper study of the thorns has removed out of the girl's wrist confirmed their vegetative origin. It turned out that the thorns belonged to the cactus that many people had in their home. So it's this weird fucking muto cactus attacking people. That's fucked up. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I claim fucking superpowers now.
Yeah, this is fucked up. That's whoa. The only way to save the girl was to perform an operation to remove the fistula and stop the cactus from parasitizing all about the organism. The wound healed up after the operation and did not trouble the girl for 4 years. Narine's mother said she could not recover from the shock for a very long period and feared the thorns might reappear. The tragedy made the girl reserved and unsociable, but still she kept on looking after her potted plants. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'd be all about the Agent Orange following that. I'd be like, fuck you. Like,
Operation Ranch Hand 2.
Yeah, like, no, that shit's not happening. I'm sorry. I'm not down with the whole plants thing. And I'd like to get a hold of these scientists. Like, where the fuck is your head? You know, sometimes scientists just do dumb shit. And you see this in the movies all the time. It's like, oh, behold, we have found an ancient tomb. And on this ancient, there's booby traps and all kinds of warnings and everything. Big, huge murals of, like, evil sweeping the planet, fields of dead,
lots
big
of
signs,
skeletons.
Neon signs saying, don't open this urn. And what do? They get in there like, oh, what's in your urn? Boonk. What do? They open that shit up. They ever listen? No. Don't open the urn. It'll kill you. We're not kidding. You know, they spell out, we're not kidding, in dead people's skulls. You know, like, they're trying to lay all this shit out. Nobody pays attention. Now, in our culture, what's the number one thing we're afraid of in technology? What's the number one thing we're afraid of? Technology. Now, robots. What are we afraid of with the robots?
That they'll grow sentient and take over the world.
Bingo! Got it in one! In Skynet News, December 21st, 2005. A new robot, which they've made, because it's a fucking robot, can recognize the difference between a mirror image of itself and another robot that looks just like it. So, oh, that's a reflection of me. That's not me.
Okay, sometimes...
So that means me. Me, me, me. Oh, sledgehammer, wham! Oh, you're gone. This so-called mirror image cognition is based on an artificial nerve groups built into the robot's computer brain that give the ability to recognize itself and acknowledge others. So let's just build brains into the robots. What a good fucking idea!
You know, you ever do that trick where you take a mirror, put it on the ground, and have your cat come by, and a cat flips out because it thinks it's another cat. It doesn't recognize that it's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this robot's smarter than a cat.
Yeah, smarter than the cat now. The groundbreaking technology could eventually lead to robots able to express emotions. Good, like anger, rage, vengeance.
Go Data!
Yeah, like, no, Data doesn't express emotions.
Yeah, but he's getting there.
No, he's not. The fucking guy can't express. Well, these guys are talking about making sentient robots. Hello? Hello? Robot rights, hello? No. No, 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 no. Last thing I want is a robot with any kind of lofty aspirations and the ability to read and learn about 200 billion times faster and have total recall. Okay, the human brain operates at 300 feet per second. That's the speed of human thought. These motherfuckers think at the speed of light. So y'all can kiss my ass about making the quantum computers recognize what the fuck's going on. They'll be like, oh, wait a minute. Fuck these meat bots.
These guys are fucking things up.
These guys are fucking shit up. Under development at the Junichi Takanero. Oh, wow. Pardon me. Under development by Junichi Takanero. And a team of research at the Meiji University in Japan. What a shock! What a shock! Scientists are working around the clock to figure out just what the fuck is wrong with Japan. The robot represents a big step towards developing self-aware robots and an understanding that modeling human self-consciousness could, you know, Matsumi Mashiro get over there and have a word with this guy?
I was going to say, this just reeks of Appleseed and Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, it's just like, knock, knock, knock. Hi, I'm a manga artist. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Have you read my books?
Have you read my books, you stupid fuck? Seriously, you stupid fuck. In humans, consciousness is basically a state in which the behavior of the self and other is understood, says Takano. Human beings learn behavior during cognition and conversely learn to think while behaving, said Takano. To mimic this dynamic, a robot needs a common area in its neural network that is able to process information in both cognition and behavior. Oh, good work! Good job!
It learns from its environment.
It learns from its environment. It's self-aware. Aren't you fucking clever? I'm going to put you in the fucking clever category. Takano and his colleagues built a robot with blue or green LEDs connected to the artificial neurons in the region that light up with different information that is being processed based on the robot's behavior. Okay, not that scary right now. But it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery fucking slope, man. It's going to be red and green LEDs today, chain guns tomorrow. The innovative part of this independent robot... The innovative part. This isn't the innovative part. Fuck no. The robot that can recognize itself, fuck no, that's not innovative. The innovative part is the independent nodes in the hierarchical levels that can be linked and activated, said Thomas Bach of Technical University of Munich in Germany. Oh, good.
Oh, you got the Croats on board. It's the axis of stupid.
Yeah. For example, two red diodes illuminate when the robot is performing... Two red diodes illuminate. Do they look like big evil eyes? So it's like... And they illuminate when the robot is performing behavior. It considers its own. This is my own behavior. I've decided to do this. Now, these guys, what's it going to be? What's going to be the point? Two green bulbs light up when the robot acknowledges behavior as being performed by another. Oh, good. Good, good, good.
So I learned from you, I copied on my own, and my eyes are fucking evil red.
Yeah, whoa. I mean, has anybody actually seen iRobot? One blue LED flashes when the robot is both recognizing behavior and the other robot and imitating it. So it's like, hi, I'm Ned, the learning robot. Behold my red glowing eyes. Wah, wah, wah. Fuck you, Ned. Not on.
Johnny Five, not alive.
Johnny Five is not working with me. I'm sorry, I don't buy this shit. Not good. Not good. Dopey, stupid scientists.
And how soon do you think it's going to be before the military gets their hands on that shit?
Oh, yeah, because nobody will be able to fuck this up like the military scientists. Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, we taught them how to feel anger and aggression and all this kind of shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got lots of that shit. Good stuff. Smart. S-M-R-T. Today's daily hack is why TV sucks. It's a report from Judaism Online that shows some data on why TV is brain rotting, but it doesn't cite the Bible or anything. It's just a religious sort of newspaper source because I guess in Judaism they got this big thing about keeping your body, you know, and mind sort of clean. And they cite a bunch of scientific reports that it's hard to find stuff that's saying that television is actually awkward. So check this one out. It's pretty interesting stuff on why, you know, your New Year's resolution should probably be to turn your fucking TV off. maybe break it. And that's all I have for you today. But don't worry, I will be back. Well, actually, no, it's Friday. And I'm going to be taking Monday off because it's Christmas. I've got a Christmas weekend. So Monday, we're going to be off for because of the Christmas break. But I'll be back on Tuesday to make sure that you get all the information you need to stay alive. This has been a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 62 people for the month of November. If you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. Upcoming events, I got not much for you other than Christmas, which is this weekend. So a big Merry Christmas for everyone this weekend. And that's not Merry Christmas. That's not Happy Holidays. That's Merry fucking Christmas. Or, if the case may be, Happy Hanukkah. Which, when is that Happy Hanukkah shit happening? Is that near the same time? So people always usually talk about that. Am I way off here?
No, you're on target. I couldn't give you dates because I'm not Jewish.
Well, if I'm off on the Hanukkah thing, Happy Hanukkah, either pre or post late Happy Hanukkah-ness. You know, Jew it up everywhere. And thanks again for everyone, air assistance, in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel. That's newsreel at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the best of the Andrews Sisters, which is circa, like, you know, dawn of time, when the earth was still cooling.
Fuck, it's on my Christmas list.
It is. And I'm going to leave you now with, I'm going to double up that track to just leave you in that good Christmas spirit here. I'm going to leave you now with the Dust Brothers cover of Fight Club, This Is Your Life, featuring Tyler Durden. So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. This isn't a seminar, this isn't a weekend retreat. Where you are now, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static, everything is evolving. Everything is falling apart. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time. You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else. We are all part of the same compost heap. We are the all singing, all dancing crap of the world.
If this is your first night, you have to fight.